As I said when I introduced the last episode, I'll be away for another week taking care of myself. It feels good to follow my own counsel, and my time will be well spent and revitalizing. So, here's a rebroadcast of an earlier episode entitled Watching Egrets. In it, we'll watch as a flight of white birds crosses a line of dark clouds in the distance, and we'll notice the peace that comes as we become still enough to take in what we're seeing. I'll be back with a new episode next week. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy this one. I'll see you soon. It's been said that better questions lead naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that matter. Our consideration today, the presence that arises when we allow stillness. It's long intrigued me how something seemingly small can cause a life-altering shift in us, and that often, after that shift has happened, there's no going back. Stay with me as I share with you what quite unexpectedly happened as I watched a graceful flight of birds. I'll begin by sharing with you my poem, Egrets, first in English and then in Spanish. Egrets. A flight of birds, egrets whiter than ice, crossing a line of dark clouds. Nothing more, but certainly nothing less. A single glance, and I am lifted up. Another time I would have looked for some grand meaning, a hidden design. Today, seeing them is enough. And in Spanish, garzas. Un vuelo de los aves, garzas más blanco que el hielo, crucé de una línea de nubes oscuras. Nada más, pero sin duda nada menos. Una sola mirada y se ha elevado. Otro tiempo me abrió buscando algún sentido grande, un diseño escondido. Hoy, verlos es suficiente. When I think of seeing the egrets that day, I remember having the awareness that while I'd been intently watching them, something in me changed. For that moment, I'd been fully present. Present with the clouds, present with the birds, present with myself. I'd spent much of that day sitting at my usual table in the corner of a coffee shop, the noise and commotion and laughter swirling around me as I read a book and occasionally made notes in my journal. Late in the afternoon, through one of the shop's west-facing windows, I noticed a long, dark band of clouds brooding on the horizon. And just then, about a mile away and directly between where I sat and the line of clouds, a drawn-out line of 8 or 9 snow-white egrets flew slowly past, heading south in the direction of the river that flows through town. It wasn't a moment that you'd describe as breathtaking, so much as quietly engaging. It was a moment complete within itself. At the sight of those elegant birds in what looked like effortless flight, one trailing behind the other, I felt connected and lifted and inspired. And I felt still inside. When the last of them was out of sight, I opened my journal and spontaneously began to write, first in English and then in Spanish, Egrets, the poem I just shared with you. As I reread it, I realized that I had become so caught up in watching the egrets that my conscious mind had stopped thinking altogether, something I would have sworn to you was impossible for me. In place of thinking, a feeling of complete calm washed over me and through me. And though nothing had changed in the coffee shop, everything around me seemed somehow quieter, and less chaotic. I know rationally that it wasn't, but my reactive mind was no longer resisting or pushing against the noise or the movement or the people. It wasn't editing, it wasn't narrating, and everything seemed to flow by without touching me. That evening, and for several days afterward, I found myself wanting to return to that deep inner silence. It would be a while before I established the regular practice of it, but that one moment of stillness was enough to invite a lasting hunger for more. In my recent newsletters and podcasts, I've written and spoken about stillness several times, and for a couple of reasons, I'll continue to. One, because reaching stillness is so much easier than most people think. Even in our overly busy, work-till-you-drop, productivity-based culture. And two, because the benefits of stillness are so profound and far-reaching, affecting every part of us for the better. It's medical fact that anxiety, worry, stress, and the pressures of our endless doing are known to cause the release of cortisol, the so-called stress hormone. And it's also known that the overproduction of cortisol can lead to suppressed immunity, hypertension, high blood sugar, insulin resistance, and other health risks. The list is a long one. On the other hand, though, lowering cortisol levels can actually help us regain balance and improve overall health. Each time we engage in stillness, we help to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. That's the part of us that helps us rest and digest, the part that helps us heal physically, mentally, and emotionally. In the moment that we're allowing true stillness, we open the door for clarity and for our innate wisdom, both of which arise naturally when we take our stress-related obstacles out of the way. With the holidays at hand, we'll have lots of opportunities to practice. And so I offer one simple suggestion. Several times each day, it might be interesting to allow yourself to slow down and to become still long enough to be aware of some small detail in what's happening around you, whether it's close to you or at a distance. Simply allow yourself to lean in and notice that detail. And then, as you continue being aware of it, with no force at all, and without really trying, notice any shift that takes place inside you while you're observing. As your thoughts arise, and they probably will, allow them to go by, and quietly bring yourself back to witnessing that detail without editing, without narrating. Just be aware of it. In time, the stillness you want will begin to deepen and lengthen. And even though you may not be aware of it in the moment, you'll be helping to orchestrate your own wellness. And so today, I have two beautiful questions for you. The first one, what are the reasons, either conscious or unconscious, that you're not allowing yourself the gift of stillness on a regular basis? Let me put that another way. What are the reasons for which you've been regularly denying yourself the gift of stillness? And the second question, where, when, and for how long are you willing to suspend your busyness so that you may give yourself the gift of stillness? Again, when, where, and for how long will you stop whatever you're doing and pause and allow stillness? It turns out that stillness is a gift that only you can give you. Once again, thank you for listening. I'm inspired to be consciously collaborating with you, as together we focus on creating better opportunities for ourselves, for those we love, and for the world. I always look forward to your comments and to your feedback. You can find my free podcasts and guided relaxation audios by searching for The Beautiful Question in the podcast section of iTunes. You'll also find them on SoundCloud. If you find them to be useful or encouraging, please feel free to share them. It's my hope to reach just the right audience as I continue to give them away. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is written, recorded, and produced by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, and becoming better engaged with things that truly matter.